Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I am so excited tonight to be here. Praise the Lord. Giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for on tonight for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. Praise God. God is just awesome. God is awesome. I give God glory and I give him praise. And I just thank and praise God tonight for giving me a chance to just call on his name. We're going to get ready now to start our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour on tonight. We're going to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to go from there. I do a little teaching on prayer, and then we're going to praise, prayer, and prophesy. Amen.
Thank you.
Reading will be coming from Psalms 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Offer your sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. I have just read you Psalms 4 in its entirety. Father, we just thank you on tonight. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come tonight just confessing and repenting, asking you to forgive us now for everything that we've done, Lord, every sin, Lord, that we committed against you. And we ask you now to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come tonight, Lord, first of all, binding the strong man. Father, we ask you to bind up the strong man from our lives. Bind the strong man from this radio broadcast on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you on tonight, and we give you praise and glory. Thank you for allowing us to come together just to praise your name and give you praise and give you glory. We just give you praise on tonight. We magnify your holy name on tonight, Lord. I ask you right now to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and keep your people and pray with your people and preach to them and minister to us, Lord. We need the Holy Spirit tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight for opportunity to come together to pray. And I'm going to talk a little bit about prayer on tonight. I give God praise and I give him glory. I just talk a little bit about prayer for just a minute tonight. And well, I do that after we testify. I'm going to do my testimonial first. I just give God praise and glory on tonight. I thank God. God been so good to me. Let me tell you something. I could take this whole hour just to tell my testimonies. I'm telling you, God has been so awesome and so good to me. And I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise him. I can't stop. I won't stop. I can't stop praising his name. I won't stop praising because God been good to me. God has been good to me. My health and strength is good. When he woke me up this morning, he gave me a sound mind. He covered us all night while we were sleeping. When he called my name this morning, I got up, and I just thank God that he allowed me to get up with my mind, with a right mind, with my health and strength. Feeling pretty good, I thank and praise God today. Even for the food he blessed me with, and just that I'll be able to move around, you know, that I won't have to have people leading me around. It's so much to be thankful for. At 64 years old, I just thank and praise God. I thank God on today. I don't take that for granted that I'm still here. I don't take it for granted that he covers me and provides. I don't take none of that for granted. I thank and praise him on tonight because he is so awesome. And he just put in my spirit, I don't do a whole lot on my own when it comes to this radio broadcast. A lot of times I don't know what I'm going to say and what I'm going to preach and what I'm going to teach. I just get on here with two or three or four or five things in mind. And whatever one the Holy Spirit tell me, that's what I do. So, you know, it's like I have to let him lead me and guide me. Because it's not me leading God, y'all. It's the Spirit of God. Because I don't know where I'm going. So he has to lead me too. So, and I just thank and praise God. I give him glory. God is so, so awesome. He's so awesome. And I thank God for my family. I thank God for how, you know, so many things is happening and all of that. And God is, and I thank God for that. I thank God that he got us. He got us. I thank God for that. And I give God praise, and I give him glory. I give him praise, and I give him glory. If anyone else have a testimony, this is the time now. Testimony. If you have it.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. I just want to take this time out to, you know, show some love to God. You get what I'm saying? Give him what he gives me sometimes. You know, I am thankful that I still have breath in my body. You know, I'm just so thankful that, you know, so much is going around. You know, people are being sick, and, you know, with this COVID-19 and being just so ill. I go down a timeline on Facebook and Instagram. That's all they talk about besides Black Lives Matter. But, you know, that's all they talk about is who was infected, as if it wasn't out here. You know what I'm saying? As if that, you know, being cautious is not enough. You get what I'm saying? I just thank and praise God that he just placed being cautious on my mind daily.
Yes.
He placed, you know, humbleness on my mind daily. Now, if I try to do it or not, he placed it on my mind. I just thank him right on today for, you know, just having a family to love on me each and every day. I just thank God because a lot of people don't have certain people around them. You know, their parents have moved on with God. And, I mean, I just thank you for the one I got. And I just thank him for siblings. I thank him I can call, you know, and talk to a sister or call and talk to my brother. I thank God right today for just him loving me in spite of how I'm doing, what I'm doing. He still loves me. Yet, in sin, he still loves me. So I just wanted to thank and praise God on tonight. I don't want to take this for granted, and I don't want to take him for granted. So I just thank and praise God, pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen. That's a blessing. We can't take it for granted. That's going to tell you so many other things going on. Anyone else have a testimony tonight? God is good. Well, I'm going to have a song or something, and then I'm going to just try to teach for about 15 to 20 minutes on prayer. Yeah. Let's see what I can. Mm-hmm.
You call me Lord, even though you're wrong, I can feel it all.
Prayer is what makes my life. Now, I'm just telling you about me. If I couldn't talk to God, I won't know. I wouldn't know what. Because I'm telling you, sometimes, because I'm always by myself. I'm always, most of the time. Sometimes I be with Apostle Dean, but Apostle Dean don't talk. So I'm still like I'm by myself. So if it had not been for the Lord, for me to just say something to the Holy Spirit, just like he's right there with me, I don't know. I just don't know. And the question is, what is prayer? Prayer is the most basic thing about prayer is talking to God. Prayer is not meditation or passive reflection. It is direct address. It is a direct address to God. It is the communication of the human soul with the Lord who creates the soul, who created the soul. See, when we go to God in prayer, when we go to him in prayer, it's us talking to him. It's us telling him what we want to know. I used to tell him all the time stuff. I used to tell him on my husband, I'm saying. Because that's how I got to where I could be real submissive. I would go to my father and talk to him like I'm telling on him. That's what I would do. That's what I would do. And we have to keep that communication going, talking to God. Prayer is the primary way for us believers in Jesus Christ to communicate his emotions and desires with him and fellowship with God. It's when we communicate and we cry out to him, and I pray all the time and ask God, you know, teach me. Show me what you want me to say and do and just teach me how to pray. We have to know how to pray. God wants us to pray. He might want us to pray for people. We don't know what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit does know what the people need. And he will communicate to us what to pray for. What to pray for. God is just so good. Now, prayer can be out loud. Prayer can be silent. Prayer can be public or private. Prayer can be formal or informal. You know, a lot of people don't like to pray in public. And a lot of people like to use those big words and all that. For me, when I go to God, I don't put on no front. You know, like people go and they worship and they sing in these fake voices that they got or whatever. When I go, I sing like I sing. I don't care. I'm not gonna fake it with God. And I don't go cute to God. I be praying, slinging snot, coughing, everything. Honey, let me tell you something. When I go to God just like I am. And I don't go playing. I go to God. So the right way. He said, come just as you are. And when you get before God, you know, you lay it all on the altar. You put it all at his feet. So he'll know just what it is that you need. He already know before we even ask him. He already know. And I'm not really formal with God. I just lay all down and, you know, imagine I was sitting on his lap and head on his shoulder, just all kind of stuff. That's the way I pray to God. And when we pray, we must pray in faith. We must pray in faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then in the power of the Holy Spirit. Christian prayer and it's for New Testament, meaning it's prayer addressed to God as Father. I call him Father, too. I call him Father. And, you know, he is the Father, God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, Christ, the mediator, you know, Jesus, our elderly brother, you know. People have different names for him, I'm telling you, but we know how we feel, and we know what to do. So it's like, however you want to pray, however, a lot of people, they pray scriptures. You know, they'll pray scriptures, and that's good, too. That's good, too. But I don't have time. You know, I'll be trying to just tell God what's on my heart. The reason why I go to God in prayer most of the time is to tell him what's on my heart, and that's every day. That's every day. I go to God, and I'll be hollering, crying, telling him what's going on. And praying for people, interceding for people, and talking to God, letting him know how much I love him for the things that he do. And just because he loved me first when I didn't know who I was, when I was a sinner out there sinning, willfully sinning, out in the club, he still loved me. Out here doing dirt, lying and cussing and dancing, and he still loved me. He still loved me. When I tell you, I was driving the other day, and I could feel the anointing of God come on my head. And when I turned around and looked at Ed, I said, you don't know love until you love God like I love God. You don't know that kind of love until God loves you back. When you know God loving you back and he's showing you, that's what I'm talking about. When God loves you back, and you love him, and you know he love you, when I tell you that's the best feeling, that's the best feeling. I'm telling you that when you know that he answering your prayers, just answer them, bam, 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 bam. Every time you ask, whatever you think, something, that's what he said. Before you can ask me, I've already answered you. Man. Let God be true in every man alive, because every time I can think it, and he do it. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. He's awesome, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I'm so glad that I'm not still in the world. I'm so glad that, and I'm not putting them down, because they're going to come. They're going to come. But I'm so glad that I got a mind to pray, that he give me a mind to pray and call on his name, because people don't know. They can't take this stuff for granted, and they can't take too long in accepting God. They can't take. All they got to do is talk to him like you talking to your daddy. You know he loves you more than your parents. He love you more than anybody. God does. We can seek his favor. Just seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. God want us to reach for him. His hand never went up. He always have his hand stretched out to us. And we take our hand back sometime and do what we want to do. But God never turns his back on us unless we're sinning too bad, and he can't stand it. Then Paul wrote, don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your prayer requests be known with thanksgiving to God. That's what we have to do. We can't play around, and then us being prophets, we have to intercede for other people. We have to pray for other people. That's when your prayer come a prophetic intercessor, or you pray prophetic prayer, because as you praying, you prophesying. And that's a gift from God. That's a gift from God. And then sometimes the Lord give you an option to go and pray. See, I just get up every morning and run to him. But I used to just, when I feel, it's a certain feeling you feel, then you go and pray. You know when to go and pray. When you know, you have that, you know that's when you need to pray. But every day I just get up and run to him. I don't start nothing until I run to the Lord first. And if I got to go out early, I get up early. I used to be saying, man, I ain't got but 10 minutes pray. Mm-mm. That don't happen to me no more. Because I try my best. I try my best. If I know I got to get up and wake Apostle Dean's up at 4:30, then I'm going to get up at 3:30. And then I'm going to wake him up at 4:30 and go right back into my prayer and pray enough. Because I've been doing this. And I've been doing it a long time. And so right now in this pandemic and all of this stuff, y'all just don't know. That's why I don't like to look at the news no more, because it's so every time I look at it, it's something. Sometimes I don't look at it. Come on my phone about the brain-eating disease, the eating people's brain up. And it's younger people that it's happening to. And then something else came out. I don't want to hear that stuff. I don't want to hear it. And this stuff is getting worse. That's what it's saying on TV. You know, it's just too much. And we need to stay focused. We don't need to get in that TV. I can't hardly turn the TV on no more. If I do, I'm watching Little House on the Prairie. I don't even watch Chicago PD them no more. I don't watch. I watch stuff that have God in it. Bring God in my heart. You know, it's just that it's better for us. It's better for us. So sometimes when we pray, we have to pray prayers. We have to do decrees and declarations for breakthroughs. I'm telling you, sometimes we can pray and bless God for doing things. You know, we can bless him for showing us favor. It's a lot of ways and things we can pray. And I know y'all know how to pray. I know y'all know how to call on the name of the Lord, but one Thursday during our prayer meeting, I'm going to do some prayers. I'm going to do some decrees and some declarations and just kind of take out over some things like praying for your house and praying against the enemy, you know, praying against him to leave your marriage and praying against him to leave your family and asking God to cover everybody. And you know, I've got so many different declarations and different decrees and prayers and stuff that I want to share some so you all know when you pray, you can decree and declare that this won't happen again. And I decree and declare, you know, in the name of Jesus, like that, God will work and move for you. Now, sinners, God will hear them too, but he won't hear them much. He'll hear them because he's looking at their heart to see how sincere they are. If he just know they're just saying something, he ain't going to do nothing. But he heard us. When we got in trouble, when we were still doing what we was doing, he heard us. He heard our heart, and that's how he got us. Because we sinners, saved by grace, saved by God, he heard us. We prayed many times. He didn't budge. He didn't do nothing because we wasn't ready, and he knew it. But as soon as we got ready and we called on the name of the Lord, God snatched us up. He said, oh, yeah, I knew you was coming. I was just waiting. That's how our Father is. That's how he is. And I thank and praise God on today for him. He is an awesome God. and awesome God. I give him glory. Do we have any prayer requests today? I'm a pray in just a few minutes. Well, I'm asking you all to agree and pray and agree with me for Apostle Dean's prayer and agree with me to stay focused and to hear clear for the Lord. Pray and agree. Mm-hmm. And pray for the end time men and women of war and life support. Amen. So we're going to get ready to go in prayer. I was just trying to give it a little time before I went in because and people will start jumping on. But God know what they need. I'm going to get ready to go in prayer. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us today for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, just giving you praise and giving you glory. We come tonight, Lord, just lifting your name up on tonight. We just magnify you tonight. We glorify your name, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, how you woke us up this morning, Lord, started us on our way, Lord. We didn't even know we was in the world till you woke us up this morning. Didn't know alarm clock wake us up, but you woke us up, Father, and we just give you praise, Lord. We give you glory because somebody went to bed last night, Lord, that didn't get up this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight, Lord, I'm just thanking and praising you for our families, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just give you praise for a roof over our head, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory on tonight. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We glorify you, Lord, and I can't stop praising you, Lord, and I give you praise. I know you have to be praised and worshiping. You don't need us to do it, Father, because you have angels praising you 24 hours a day, and it's a privilege and an honor to be able to praise your name and to be able to worship you, Lord. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to call on your name. It's an honor to be able to say I love you, Father. It's a privilege and an honor. Yes, Lord, we don't take this for granted. We don't take it for granted. We just give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify you today and we glorify your name. We magnify you, Lord, and we glorify your name. Lord, we just thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify you. We give you glory. We just thank you for how you do what you do for us, Lord. And we thank you for how you hold us, Lord. And we thank you for how you love us, Lord. And we thank you for how you cover us in the blood. And we just thank you tonight, Lord. And thank you for waking us up. Thank you, Lord, for letting us stand on our feet without falling down, Lord. We thank you today that we can think on our own, Lord. We thank you that we can see. We thank you that we have ears to hear. We thank you that we have a mouth to praise you. We thank you today for food in our refrigerator, Lord. We just thank you right now, Lord, that you give us a mind to worship you, Lord, and to seek you while you may be found, Lord, and call on your name while you're near, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. We thank you today. We thank you for everything, Lord, that you do. We don't take it for granted. We thank you today and how you cover our children and our grandchildren and my great-grand. Thank you for keeping them all covered up above sea under in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for how you wash us and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now for your anointing. We thank you today that you're putting a shift in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for quarantine. We thank you that we stand in and keeping our families close and keeping them covered under the blood. We thank you today. We thank you that we belong to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you covered us and the devil can't do us no harm. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we blood bought and blood washed them, and the devil can't touch us unless you allow it, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory today. And I praise you. I praise your name. I give your name praise, and I give your name glory. I give your name praise, Lord, and I give your name glory. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you right now how you purify us, how you sanctify us. In the name of Jesus, how you allow us to live a holy life, set apart. I thank you today. I give you praise today. I give you honor, Lord. I pray today, Lord, that you, and thank you for coming, Apostle Deans. I thank you, Lord, how you're covering them right now, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, and I give you glory. I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory on today. I magnify your name on today. I thank you, Lord, for healing, and I bind the spirit of infirmity right now from his life. I bind the spirit of infirmity from our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to go send your angels into our homes, Lord. We bind up every demonic force in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Every hex, every vex, every jinx, every curse, every spell, in the name of Jesus, we bind you up. We bind you, strong man. We bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go. In the name of Jesus, and we loose peace in our homes. In the name of Jesus, we loose joy in our homes. We decree and declare today that it will be peace. Oh, yes, Lord. It will be peace and prosperity in our home, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us will prosper. It may form, but it will never prosper, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and we give you glory and we give you praise. Thank you for covering our cars as we go on the highways and the byways. Thank you for encamping angels all around about us to protect us, Lord. And thank you today. And we give you glory and we give you praise on today. And in the name of Jesus, and Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that nobody else want to pray for, Lord. And we pray for our enemies, first of all. We pray for them tonight. And Lord, we ask you to forgive them for what they said and done against us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to bless our enemies. Bless them, Lord, and bless their families. Have mercy on them in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you on tonight in the name of Jesus to bless those that's sleeping outside, those that's sleeping under bridges, those that's sleeping in cardboard boxes, those that's sleeping in the laundromat, sleeping in the bus station, sleeping in the train station. Lord, I ask you to protect them now. Your people, Lord, all over the country, and those in out of the country, all over the world, those eating out of trash cans. I ask you to cover those children over in Brazil that's selling their bodies just to eat. And I ask you right now to shut down every porn thing, every porn house, in the name of Jesus, every porn station, everything that has to do with porn. Lord, I ask you to cut it out, cut it from the root, from these little children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all this sex trafficking, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cut it off. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the children. I pray for the women. In the name of Jesus, all of us, all the prostitutes, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to clean them up, Lord, and you're stronger than anything like that. And in the name of Jesus, and call them forth out of darkness and into your marvelous light. And in the name of Jesus, heal them, Lord, and deliver them and set them free on today. And in the name of Jesus, you know what they need, Lord, and you know how to both seek and eat, and you know how to call them out. You know how to heal them, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, they need you today. And they can't make it without you. And all of these ones, all of these people that think that they profit, and those that stuff is coming from them, they saying it's coming from you, Lord. And I ask you right now, Lord, and the ones that don't know no better, to have mercy on them, the ones that's just lying on you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take care of them. You know what to do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those false prophets that's trying to control people, in the whole about them, those that tell them any kind of thing, and all those fortune tellers that think they prophets, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give them over to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, you know how to straighten them out, Father. In the name of Jesus. But I ask you today, Lord, to have mercy on the ones that don't know no better. Those that don't know, Lord, have mercy on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Then I ask you and I pray for those that's sleeping in their cars and sleeping in shelter homes. Lord, those that don't have anywhere to go, that don't have a roof over their heads, have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, in your holy name, Lord, have mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just bless him, and we thank you that we bless him. We thank you that you laid your hand on us, Lord, and you thank you for guiding us and leading us and guiding us. Thank you for the blood on today, and we thank you, Lord, for salvation today, and we thank you for dying on the cross for us today. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory today. Lord, I pray for everyone on this line, the ones under the sound of my voice. I give you praise for each one of them, Lord. I give you glory for each one of them, Lord. And I thank you right now. I thank you. I thank you for each one of them. In the name of Jesus, and I give you praise today, and I give you glory, and I ask you to bless each one of their family members on today, and I ask you to bless Prophetess Lisa today and her family. Hello, Bokota Bani, and Prophetess Elaine. I ask you to bless her. I pray for her and her family. And I bind the spirit of infirmity right now from her life right now. I pray for her husband and her son and sons and her grandbaby in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for Prophetess Morton and her husband and her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Then I pray for the Seller family. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to keep each one of them covered in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then, Father God, I ask you to bless the McKinney family in the name of Jesus. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them right now, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then I pray for Brother Harold and his family, his mother and father, and his family, Lord. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels right now, Lord Jesus, all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then I pray for Celestine in her family, in her children, in her grandchildren, in her mother, and all of her family, her siblings. And keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them right now, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, and I ask you to bless them right now, Lord. And I ask you to bless them right now, Lord. And keep them all covered. And Lord, you know what we all need. You know, Lord, what we all need, Father. And, oh, Lord, we calling and we depending on you. We calling and we depending on you, Lord. And we need you. And we can't make it without you. We need you, Lord. And Lord, I ask you today, in the name of Jesus, if anything, I don't want nothing coming between you and me. And nothing, Lord. And I don't want nothing, Lord, and coming between you and I. And nothing, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, block it. Don't let it. And in the name of Jesus, I need you. In the name of Jesus, we need you. In the name of Jesus, we don't want nothing standing between us, Lord. And we love you so much. We need you so much. We need you, Lord. And we can't make it without you, Lord. And I forgive everybody, Lord, and that ever hurt me, Lord. And I forgive anybody that ever did anything to me. And I forgive them right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive them and bless them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory tonight, and I give you praise, Lord, and I give you glory, Lord, just for allowing me to live a holy life, a sanctified life. I just thank you, hallelujah, thank you for shedding your blood, and thank you today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I give you glory, Lord, and I give you praise tonight, and I ask you to cover all the babies, in the neonatal intensive care unit, Lord, and keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. All those on their deathbed, in the name of Jesus, heal right now, Lord, and just touch them right now, in the name of Jesus. Those behind prison walls, those behind the prison walls, your people behind prison walls, Lord, I ask you to cover them, Lord, and in the blood of Jesus. Those in penal institutions, Lord, and in nursing homes, nobody go see about them. Lord, you go send your angels, Lord, and to see about the people, Lord, and send your angels, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and keep them covered, Lord, and they need you too, Lord, and they need you, Lord, and some of them can't even talk. Some of them so old, Lord, they don't know. Lord, but I ask you to have mercy on them and keep them all covered under the blood. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, hallelujah. And we just know that you got people all over the earth, all over in Africa, all over in Asia, in the name of Jesus, all over the world, Lord. Bless your people, Lord, and feed your people, Lord, and cover your people, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, oh, thank you tonight. I just thank you for tonight, and I thank you right now, Lord, and I just thank you right now. I thank you right now, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and those that don't know you, Lord, and in the pardon of their sins, I ask you right now to cause something to happen that they may come running at you, and what they must do to know Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. I pray for the president and those that have rule over us. I pray for the police and them and the firemen and the EMTs, the ones in the ambulance. I pray for those that have rule over us, Lord, and bless them and their families, Lord, and keep them covered under the blood. And you already know them. You already know the plans that you have for us. And they're good in the name of Jesus. So we give it all to you, Lord. And we lay it all at your feet tonight. And we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you glory. I pray for Maria Nelson on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless her and her husband. I ask you to bless her and her children. In the name of Jesus, You know what she's going through. You know what she need on tonight. You know, Lord, and don't nobody know like you know. I ask you to have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we be so careful to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor. In Jesus' name and for your glory, amen. We just praise and thank God on tonight. We give God glory tonight for everything that he's done for us. I give God glory, and I can hear God saying to stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. He wants us to stand when we didn't did everything else. Stand on the word of God. Know God is with you all the time. And he is. Just remember that when you riding in your car by yourself, even if you with somebody, just thank God for covering you while you're traveling. Thank God even when you're in your house, how you got roof over your head. Just let him know, I thank you. I thank you. I know it's you. I know it's nobody but you that's allowing us to have a roof over our head, that's feeding us, that's doing everything for us. It's God. It ain't nobody but God. It's God. I just thank and praise God. I give God glory. I was my godson over in Africa, in Nigeria, he FaceTimed me 2 nights ago. And this man didn't have nothing but some mattresses in his house with him and his wife and this little boy. And she 8, 9 months pregnant. She due on the 16th. They had clothes in a pile and some bleach over there and just a few little things. And I'm telling you, they so grateful to have that. Just so grateful. We don't know how blessed we are till we see something like that. So you see something like that, I'm saying to myself, you could have built a box to put the clothes in, find some wood, or put some tree limbs together. I don't care. I'm just so grateful, though. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful and thankful to God that I am who I am in God, and he is who he is in me. So I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just thank and praise God for you all being on the prayer line on tonight. Just keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers and keep Apostle Dean. You know we love y'all so much. Just keep us prayed for. And we praying for you all. And I will see you right back here by the grace of God to live and nothing happens Sunday at 2 o'clock your time and 3 o'clock my time. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night. God bless you.